And me a kid like, you know, I fool around and play till I knowed I had to go home and it'd be getting dark. And you talking about tipping through a graveyard, I wouldn't feel like I'd hardly hit the ground. I'd tip through there so light. But yeah, look, and these old folks used to tell me about seeing lights down there around that old near graveyard. And here, hadn't been 2-3 months ago, we had a real bad stormy night one night, and we happened to notice that me and my wife happened to get awake and got up and looked down that way, and we happened to see a light back down towards it on the graveyard, and it was a bright light, after we saw it, it stayed there, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. And the next morning I asked Elwin, did he see it? He said he didn't. He said that he wished he had it. He said if he had it, he'd went to it.
I don't
know what it meant or what there was to it, but that light...
That light
shined up down there like that, and we could see it through the timber down there.
How far away is the graveyard from here?
Hmm?
You say it's down below your son's place? Mm-hmm.
Down in the woods down below that.
Oh, down that way.
There's a road that goes from his house to the swamp pasture.
Uh-huh.
Down on the creek, and this near graveyard. To the left of the road as you go down towards the creek. That's where we saw the light.
Hmm, that's interesting. Was it close to the ground, or could you tell?
Yes, it looked like it was pretty close to the ground.
Did it move around at all?
Well, it stayed pretty steady until it got ready to go out or to... And it
went out. Huh.
I told him I wish I started to call him and tell him about it, and he said if I had it, he'd put his clothes on about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said that he put his clothes on and went down there.
That's interesting. You call that a graveyard down there? There's no church down there. What would you call a place that they bury next to a church? You know, sometimes you'll find a place where they bury around a...
cemetery.
Okay, and then what about one of these big ones that they have in the city? You know, the city, they'll have this just acres and acres, you know, that's where they set your graves. What would you call that?
Like where your first wife's buried.
She says, like where your first wife is buried. Would that be a cemetery, or would you call it a graveyard, or would you have to call it something else?
I'd call it a cemetery.
You'd call it a cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. This game, you know, we were talking about playing with the horse. Would you just call that horseshoes?
Just have a horseshoe. Huh?
Does that sound like what you used to call?
Have a stick drove in the ground about that high and get off a pretty good distance and throw them things as if you could throw them over that stick.
Right, right. And so they kind of go boom around the stick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The part of a horse's foot that you put these shoes onto,